A.G. Bondi, D.C. shooter should have never been in our country. By Pam Key on November 30, 2025. On this week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday, Attorney General Pam Bondi said that the suspected shooter of two National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. should have never been in our country. Host Martha McCallum said, "Let's start with the question of vetting." The Washington Post reporting this, counterterrorism officials did vet the Guard shooting suspect before he entered the U.S. One of the individuals they talked to said the suspect was vetted years ago before working with the CIA in Afghanistan and then again before he arrived in the U.S. in 2021. Those examinations involve both the National Counterterrorism Center as well as the CIA. So where are we in tracking the path of the suspect? What was something missed in the vetting, or was he possibly radicalized once he got here? Bondi said, "So, first, the one that you talked about that happened days before the Thanksgiving shooting. That one he was had been here through Operation Allies Welcome Program, minimal to little vetting. I was on the phone last night with Secretary Kristi Noem at length. They did not do biometrics. They did not do social media. They did very little, if minimal vetting on all of these people. And now to take a step back, we have a 1.5 million backlog of people that have come into our country. And as you said, these people are being radicalized. We know that this shooter who shot our National Guardsmen in D.C. the day before Thanksgiving, he was radicalized. You're going to hear a lot more about that. And these people should not have been in our country. Should have never been in our country under Joe Biden. He opened our borders, of course. MS-13 TDA members. 20 minutes from where you are right now, Shannon. We caught one of the worst MS-13 members in the country of the whole Eastern Seaboard. Top members, because Joe Biden let him walk into our country." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.